I believe the landlord wanted to happen through the ICE situation is they wanted to try to clean up the mess that they started, ignored, and left us in.
In September, ICE raided this building and arrested 37 residents. And last week, the city sent a notice to vacate by December 12th. But instead of dispersing, tenants are organizing.
There are disabled people in the building. There are people in wheelchairs in the building. How are they going to move if the elevators don't work?
They literally trapped in this building. There's a pool of water at the bottom of each stairwell, so we have to use a board from an empty apartment that's on the first floor just so we can walk on the board just to stop our feet from getting wet.
I've never seen them do maintenance in the building. They never landscaped it around. I didn't even know what he looked like.
Sometimes you'll go on the portal after putting in a request and you notice that they've completed the request that you put in, but no one's come to your unit to fix the problem or anything.
Well, I noticed that the whole power was out. As you can see, I got food in the fridge.
Has the food gone bad?
Yes, food gone bad.
No elevator. No heat. Garbage everywhere.
Tenants describe the ICE raid as part of a larger pattern of safety violations and harassment by the absentee landlord.
I have seen at times that maintenance has tried to force out some of the migrants, like physically force them out of their units.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. They had a helicopter over the building, and they had let all the guards off the building, and they was manned with weapons. One of them had a sniper rifle, and they started raiding the buildings, started kicking on doors. President Trump was trying to use them as a way of saying that they're the reason why everything is going up, and that's not true. That's not true.
Tenants suspect the landlord hoped the raid would make them flee, but instead, they formed a union to demand the city make this right.
The man that Mayor Brandon Johnson and Governor Jamie Pritzker and Freeman make sure that we have working lights, hallway, elevator, heat, electricity in this building, that we at least get 60 days to move out, $7,500 as relocation funds.
We do not want them to come in talking to us individually. They're going around and telling different people different things. And that's exactly why we want to come to them as a union together.
December 12th, that's not even 2 weeks away. That's no time to move.
I learned, though, that if we stick together, anything is possible, you know? Our goal is to not have the tenants that are left in this building thrown out on the street in the middle of winter. We want the resources that we were told that we would get. So we are calling out, and we're going to unify and stick together until we come to a common goal.